Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gordon Denlinger of the 99th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Denlinger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of activity in Harrisburg this week. The House is back in voting session, but also the governor has put forward a plan to do something about gathering revenue from the Marcellus Shale drillers. What's going on here?
One of the issues that's right at the top of every list for actions in Harrisburg is the Marcellus Shale issue, taxes, regulation, the environment, and so forth. And we did certainly see the governor come forward with a much-awaited plan after his commission had issued some recommendations. And finally, the administration now has stepped forward and put something on the table. The governor's plan calls for a county-based local option tax, which would, in fact, be a flat fee per producing well. It would flow out 75% to the local community and 25% to Harrisburg, the state government, to deal with administrative costs and so forth. The 75% piece would help to aid with road construction, other infrastructure needs with local environmental impacts. And the 25% to the state would help to fund DEP and other agencies who provide critical oversight to the Marcellus Shale drilling activity. It's an interesting proposal. I think it does deserve a serious look and will be a part of our debate going forward. We do understand that Representative Mike Terzai, the majority leader in the House, has commented that it is a serious proposal that he plans to work with. Tied to it will be stricter regulations on drilling activity. There is a sense that we need to tighten up our regulations to protect groundwater and other natural resources as drilling activity continues. So it's another step in the process. Certainly Marcellus Shale taxation will be front and center as we're in our fall season.
There's also still a lot of talk about possibly privatizing the sale of wine and liquor in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
House Bill 11, sponsored by the Majority Leader Mike Terzai, does in fact move us to a completely different platform, a privatized platform for the wine and spirits shops. At this point, he's going around the state holding some public meetings on the topic. We held one just recently that I participated in Lititz, Lancaster County, and very interesting to see a mix of folks from the community who were generally supportive. There were also participants who are union members, and in fact, the president of ICFW, Wendell Young, showed up at the meeting and was very vociferous in attacking the plan. Politically, as this moves forward, it will be a showdown with the unions across the state who stand to lose some jobs in this situation because they would transfer over to private companies. Also, we do think there's some entanglement over the way we manage beer distributorships, and that community is concerned that they would have a loss of the value of their distributor licenses. And so those are probably the two groups most opposed at this point. You know, it's a tough issue. You have societal impacts of alcohol to consider, but also then the question, should the government be in the alcohol business? And more people, I think, are saying, let's get the government out of this. But the decision has yet to be made, and there's a lot to manage politically to get this through the process.
I also understand there's legislation that's pending that would have to do with the oversight of abortion clinics in Pennsylvania. What's the status of this bill?
Going back to the so-called Gosnell Clinic House of Horrors, down in Philadelphia, where a woman died in an abortion clinic and seven babies who were born viable, able to live, were in fact killed in that clinic. Charges of murder against Dr. Gosnell were filed, and the House has come forward with House Bill 574, sponsored by Representative Matt Baker. We do believe we will be taking that up within the next week or two. And the purpose of this legislation is to put monitoring and standards into these clinics to bring them up to the level of ambulatory outpatient surgery centers. It's felt that this, beyond the abortion issue, is a women's health issue. And in fact, if abortion is going to be legal in Pennsylvania, should not these clinics adhere to the same standards that other medical facilities need to maintain? So it is a women's health issue, we believe, and stands a high prospect for passage. We do understand the governor has signaled a willingness to sign it. The debate, however, is about to get underway on that. So concerned citizens will want to stay tuned on that critical issue.
And on a local level, I understand that you're involved in a big move for your district office.
Yes, we are thrilled to have moved from my old Ephrata location into the Mountain Springs Hotel, newly renovated but very historic structure right in the heart of the Ephrata community. It is a building built in 1844, but it's a completely new on the inside, and we're thrilled to have a little more space to better serve our constituents in the Effort community and well beyond. We are having an open house on October the 27th from 9 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, and we do want to invite the broader community to come, no RSVP necessary. Come and check out this historic structure and our new offices here in the Mountain Springs Hotel.
Representative Denlinger, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Gordon Denlinger.